Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Untold Story. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Chief Political Anchor for Fox News Channel and the host of the Brett Baer podcast and, of course, Special Report. And we are here co-moderating three town hall events, one right after the other on the Fox News Channel. We've had the opportunity this week to hear from these candidates as they make their final case to the voters. And the caucus is now just a few days away. On Wednesday night, we're going to hear from frontrunner former President Donald Trump. But we have spoken with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and the current Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You know, Brett, great to talk to you about this. We've been obviously going back and forth on this throughout the course of this week, but really a unique opportunity to see these three top frontrunners at the top of their game with all the pressure on as they head into these caucuses. What's your sense of where we are right now?
You know, I'm surprised that as we get these town halls together, how many undecided voters there are, or at least swaying between one or another candidate. And I think that that's really classic Iowa, that they want to see candidates numerous times before they make their own personal decision. Sometimes they want to see them in their own living room. But these town halls are kind of a great time for the closing arguments to be made by the candidates, but also to hear what issues these Iowa citizens really want to talk about.
You know, in the past, this has been a tricky place for the former president, Donald Trump. He lost to Ted Cruz in the lead up to his first presidential win. And we get the sense from him and his team that they don't want that to happen again. They've been much better organized this time around. And I guess we'll see if they really have come Monday night.
Yeah. And I've heard him talk about this before, that the first time he was here, he didn't even know what a caucus was. And he didn't have a lot of logistics on the ground. And he wasn't sure about the organization. This time, that is not happening. He's got a really strong organization that rivals anybody else. Ron DeSantis, I think, has the biggest, maybe in people, but it's really significant. The former president, Governor DeSantis, and then you have Governor Haley, who's got this infusion of money from the Koch Foundation. And I mean, that's a lot of money that can move a lot of people.
Yeah, indeed it is. And we'll see if it makes a difference, because it's, you know, it's interesting that you look back at President Trump not really understanding what a caucus was. He was the ultimate outsider. And now you see these challengers to him with a lot of money, a lot of organization. And I think we're going to learn once again whether or not that ultimately matters.
Yeah. And it, really, for these Iowa voters, it's really interesting to hear them. They hit the marks on things that other people around the country care about. I mean, it's not, you know, it's all not all farming questions or Iowa specific questions. There's really questions that run the gamut on every issue that pops up in polls that voters care about.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
So if you missed either of our town halls, which were amazing, by the way, with Nikki Haley and with Governor Ron DeSantis, here are some of the highlights. Listen in.
Terrorists, thugs, and dictators always tell us what they're going to do. They're amazingly transparent. Hamas said they were going to go into Israel. They did. China said they were going to take Hong Kong. It happened. Russia said they were going to invade Ukraine. We watched it. China said Taiwan is next. We better believe it. Russia said once they take Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. Those are NATO countries. That puts America at war. This is about preventing war. It's always been about preventing war.
I've met folks here in Iowa. Folks here represent the best of America. They're patriotic, hardworking, God-fearing. That's what we need to engineer a comeback of this country. She can swoop in here and try to do that, but what she did was wrong. Here's the issue. We have a lot of challenges in national security. One is our own southern border. And you have people like Nikki Haley that care more about the Ukraine border than she does about our own border here in the United States. How can you be a sovereign country and let in 8 million people from all over the world, including people that are affiliated with terrorist groups, and we know that, and yet send another $100 billion? That'll be $200 billion that they've sent out overseas while ignoring problems at home.
We are a country of laws. The second we stop being a country of laws, we give up everything this country was founded on. We need to secure the border. We need to build the wall. We need to deport anybody that doesn't come here the right way. And we need to start thinking of, again, national security. America right now is acting like it's September 10th. We better remember what September 12th felt like, because it only takes one person.
Donald Trump's running for his issues. Nikki Haley's running for her donors' issues. I'm running for your issues, your family's issues, and to turn this country around. And that's my sole focus. And I think you can see an indication of who represents the biggest threat to the current order of things in Washington, because we need a change agent in Washington. Rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic isn't going to work. They have spent more money attacking me than all the other Republicans have faced combined. They've spent more money attacking me than Biden and Trump combined in this election cycle. The media, I mean, who does the media not want to be the candidate? Me. They're after me all the time. But, you know, I view that for Republican voters, that should be an endorsement of me. If the media doesn't want me, if they're trying to do everything they can to stop me, well, I must be doing something right and I must be a good candidate for you. So I wear that as a badge of honor.
That's the problem with politicians. Rather than talking about what they can do, they just want to talk up and make things up that they are saying that I said. I'm happy to dispute it every day of the week. But at the end of the day, I'd rather be talking about inflation in our economy and education, how we have to go back to the basics and get our kids reading again, about a border that's out of control, about the fact that we need law and order back in this country and that we need a strong America that we can be proud of again.
I've gone to all 99 counties. I've been able to talk with Iowans from all walks of life. I have not met one that has groceries more affordable than they did 3 or 4 years ago. I haven't met one that where housing is more affordable than it was. And so if you think about what's happened, this is all a result of federal government policy. And it's both parties. They borrowed, they printed, they spent trillions and trillions of dollars, starting with COVID, shut down the economy, did all this, use it as a pretext basically to spend and borrow unfathomable amounts of money. Of course you're going to get inflation. That's what's driven the prices up. That's why you have higher interest rates. So here's, and I've met a lot of young people, young married couples that are trying to start a family, yet they can't afford a home and they're gainfully employed, they're working hard, but the average price home today with interest rates where they are, the monthly mortgage payment is about twice as much of what it would have been 4 or 5 years ago for the average price home then. Now, part of its housing has gone up, but a lot of that's the interest rate. You're paying more. So what I've seen is the American dream slipping away.
Everybody talks about how great the economy was under Trump, but at what cost? He put us $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years. Our kids will never forgive us for that. That's not how you improve an economy. What we will do is we will stop the spending, we'll stop the borrowing, we'll eliminate the earmarks, and I'll veto any spending bill that doesn't take us back to pre-COVID levels. We will go and take as many federal programs as we can and send them down to the state level. That will reduce the size of the federal government, but it will empower people on the ground. And then we will focus on the middle class. Right now, the middle class, we're watching the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. We're going to go and eliminate the gas and diesel tax in this country. And then we're going to make sure we cut taxes on the middle class and simplify those brackets. And finally, we're going to make the small business tax cuts permanent.
You know, if Donald Trump is the nominee, the election is going to be about legal issues, criminal trials, January 6th. It'll be a referendum on him. It'll be a referendum on a lot of these issues that are not going to put us in a position to hold Biden accountable. Biden will be in the basement, and it may not even be Biden. They may sub him out for someone else. I mean, we know that that's a possibility. Either way, it lets the Democrats off the hook. I think this election needs to be a referendum on their failed policies, and we need to offer a positive vision to turn this country around, and that's what I represent.
Look, I think President Trump was the right president at the right time. I agree with a lot of his policies, but rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him.
I do think you as Republican voters need to ask which candidate would be able to go toe-to-toe with some of these other Democrats who they may run. Donald Trump's not been willing to debate at all this time. We don't know how he would fare. Obviously, he struggled against Biden in that first debate in 2020. That's just unfortunately the fact. I'm ready to go against anyone they throw at us, but there is definitely a possibility that it is not Biden.
We can't be a country in disarray and the world on fire and go through four more years of chaos. We won't survive it. You don't fix Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. And not only that, we can't go through another nail biter of an election. We can't. And if you look at the head-to-head polls, Trump, on a good day, might be up over Biden by 2 points. Wall Street Journal had him up by 4. I'm in every one of those same polls. I defeat Biden by 17 points.
If you're an Iowa conservative, who best represents your values of anybody running? I've delivered for conservatives more than anybody that's running. Of all the things I promised, I delivered on 100% of my promises. So we're going in and we're winning these big fights on behalf of conservatives. And these are things that Republicans have been talking about for years and years and years. And it's always people will run for office, they'll raise money off you, they'll get in, and then they don't end up turning around and delivering the results. And so I'm the candidate who's most in tune with the values here of Iowa Republicans. And I think if you're a conservative, I'm your guy. Vote for me in the caucus, and you can make history.
Thanks for listening to the Untold Story podcast. Be sure to tune into the Fox News channel on Wednesday night, January 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern, when Brett and I will host a live audience and town hall with former President Donald Trump. You can hear more of this podcast wherever you download podcasts, and make sure to leave a rating and review. I'm Martha McCallum. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.